Okay, praise the Lord. As always, we start with the USP. So welcome everybody. And happy Valentine's Day to everybody. And today's sermon is going to be about love. How convenient that is, huh? So it's USP. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness,
of all unrighteousness,
according to 1 John 1:9.
according to 1 John 1 9.
Okay. And we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
And we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
we have the mind of Christ.
we have the mind of Christ.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
everything we put our hands to
everything we put our hands to
prospers.
prospers.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Okay.
Amen. So we're going to go to our worship.
On your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope. Whatever it is you may be going through, I know it's not gonna let it get the best of you. You're an overcomer. Stay in the fight till the final round. You're not feeling like it's hopeless, that's when
Praise, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for the power of your love that covers us, your love that saturates us, your love that covers a multitude of sins right now. I just ask you, Lord God, to pour out your love in such a tangible way. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now over every single person that's watching this service, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for pouring out your love. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We love you. We glorify you. Thank you, Lord. Let's just tell him how much we love him. I love you, Lord.
I love you,
Lord. I worship you. I praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
I praise you. I worship. Thank you,
Lord.
Praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I love you and I worship you. I adore you. I thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me, all you continue to do. Praise you, Lord. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you in spirit and in truth. I worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord God. I worship you. I worship you. Spirit and truth. Amen.
When and when? Wow, praise the Lord. You know, today as we celebrate Valentine's Day and we think about special people and, you know, of course, those who are married, think about our spouses, you know. But the true thing about Valentine's Day, it's a day of love. And one of the best things to love is that God loved us so much, he gave us his only begotten son. Now, a real quick story that, you know, Tim Tebow was a quarterback back in the day, and they used to write different things under their eyes, like, you know, hi, mom, and stuff like that for the game, so they can, when they're on camera. And for the longest time, his was the verse that said, I can all things through Christ who strengthens me. However, the last time he's playing for the national championship, which he won, this time he put John 3:16 under his eyes. During that game, 94 million people looked up what John 3:16 meant. So 94 million people, for a brief moment, learned how much God loved them. So we must always remember how much God loves us as we go forward today. We're talking a lot about love. Now, love is believing in God's word, too. We know we can trust God. We love him. We trust him. And I'm going to have Sharon Crane give a testimony right now that I think fits perfect right here. So, Sharon, if you could give your testimony, we'd appreciate it. We just asked you to unmute.
I had a glorious day today. Had a glorious day last week. I've been hanging on to this.
You should.
Anyway, a couple of years ago, I had a challenge with two medications that I took. And they just drained all of my sodium out of my body. I mean, you can you're supposed to have between 45 and 35. And when I got into the doctor, mine was at 9. And it's been a it's been a real challenge. But God is good. And I'm not sure. I think it was a Wednesday night or a Sunday that Pastor James was teaching. And the Spirit was just so heavy on us all. And he spoke out a word about eyesight. And it was like my eyes just popped open because I hadn't been able to see. Couldn't use my computer. It was even hard to write. And I tried, you know, different glasses and things and reading glasses, but that didn't work very well. Anyway, so I had taken Rhonda to the doctor, and he was talking to me, and he's such a nice guy. Anyway, and I'd ask him about if this medication could, you know, be that the cause of that in my eyesight, and he said it could be, but he looked in my eyes, and he said, "I don't like what I see." He said, "I want to refer you," and that was 2 months ago, and so I finally got an appointment, and I went down last week, and they did all kinds of tests. We probably for an hour and a half or so, I was tested. And finally, they said, you know, we'll go back on to the doctor's office and he'll be right in to see you. And the minute I walked through that door, everything just melted off of me. And I could see. And I'd just been standing on the word and I've been doing affirmation, you know, diligently, and just saying to him, to God all day, I will be still and know that you are God. And I would just say it over and over again, and I've used it many times in different situations, and I've always got results, and it's been so awesome. So the doctor came in and checked me some more and did some more tests on my eyes, and he said, I don't see that you have any problem except you just need a pair of glasses. And it was just like all of that fell off of me, out of my eyes. It just run down me. And he said he couldn't see anything in there that, you know, would cause any problems except I just needed some glasses. And I was supposed to be wearing glasses, you know, but I couldn't because it didn't do any good. So I just praise God for it and I thank him because, you know, it took a long time. So don't get discouraged because God's always there.
Well, you know, the Bible says a fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And too many people want the magic wand of God. They give up after a short period of time. But if it's God's word, you just keep persevering in. And thank you, Sharon, for that wonderful testimony. And as I told Sharon, I don't remember giving that word. But I'm glad I was a vessel. The Holy Spirit can use me to give a word that blesses somebody like that. And to get that kind of a breakthrough, I want that to encourage everybody here that all your breakthroughs are coming. Pastor Karen has decreed this a turnaround season. So many of us have challenges that have been on for a long time. This is our turnaround season. Mm-hmm. These are when the breakthroughs are coming. And I believe with all my heart that this is the worst of many testimonies we're going to hear out of this group going forward in Jesus' name.
And I encourage everybody just when they're having a challenge like that, and it's a long one, just keep playing that Overcomer song because it says everything that I just said.
I have to agree with that. That's such an encouraging song.
You know, it just hit me a while ago, like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, some people say, oh, I'm tired of that same song, but of other songs. But this song, for some reason, every single time we hear it, mm-hmm. it encourages us, it inspires us, it reminds us that our situation may not be as challenging as the people we're looking at on the video. Yeah. And if someone had a challenging situation, which I've had a situation just as dire as those people on the screen, it just makes me be grateful to God all the more. To see that no matter what we go through, he is helping us overcome. And so that was a prophetic word that he had given me, that this is the season that he's doing turnarounds, that he has already done that turnaround in heaven for each of us, and have the glad expectation waiting for it in faith and patience to manifest here on earth, knowing that it's already done, knowing that you have overcome, knowing that he has done the victory for you. And so we need to just rejoice, regardless what the situation looks like in front of us, that we are going to keep our eye of faith on the prize, on the answered prayer, that he has turned it around already. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you, Sharon.
You're welcome.
It was an incredible miracle that we've been standing in faith with Sharon for a very, very long time for this miracle. And she's been faithful to do her ABC prayers. She's been faithful to do her affirmations. She's been faithful to do her USPs and her rapid fires and her mini scenarios. And she does it all from morning, noon, and night. And she frequently does her affirmations and her USPs and mini scenarios. Frequency, persistency, consistency. That's very important. It shows how she loves the word of God.
And I think about Peter. And he said, you know, where would we go, Lord? Where would we go? It's only you that has that word of truth.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, we're going to get to our teaching now. Thank you for sharing, Sharon.
You're welcome.
Okay. We're going to share screen again. Okay,
praise the Lord. So, happy Valentine's Day. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, John 4:7-8. Always remember that God loves us, and we love him, and we love each other as God loves us. May God show his love to you in a very tangible way today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. So as we started talking about earlier today, we're going to this is turnaround time. I'm believing Jesus is going to touch everybody involved with Overcomers Club right now. And I'm believing that you're going to see tangible results that are going to encourage you to go through, as our slogan is, 2024, a year like never before. Better than ever before. This is the startup. We're still in the early parts of this year. And this season, God's going to show his love in a very tangible way. We believe that in the name of Jesus. The Greek word agape is often translated love in the New Testament. How is agape love different from other types of love? The meaning of agape love is goodwill, benevolence, willful delight in the object of love. Unlike our English word love, agape is not used in the New Testament to refer to eros, which means romantic or sexual love in Greek. Nor does it refer to philia, which is close friendship or brother love in Greek. Agape love involves faithfulness, commitment, and act of the will. It distinguishes from other types of love by its lofty moral nature and strong character. Agape love is beautifully described in 1 Corinthians 1:13. First Corinthians chapter 13, excuse me. Verse 1, that's the Amplified Classic, by the way. If I could speak in tongues of men and even of angels, but have not love, that reasoning, intentional, spiritual devotion, such as is inspired by God's love for us, I'm only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have prophetic powers, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, and understand all the secret truths and mysteries and possess all knowledge, and if I have sufficient faith that I can remove mountains, but have not love, God's love in me, I am nothing and a useless nobody. Now think about that for a second. No matter how powerful you could be, if you don't love, God considers that nothing. He wants us to love each other continuously, 24/7, as Jesus loved us. Verse 3. Even if I dole out all that I have to the poor in providing food, if I surrender my body to be burned, in order I may glory, but not have love, God's love in me, I gain nothing. Love endures long and is patient and kind. Love is never envious, nor boils over with jealousy, is not boastful or vainglorious, and does not display itself haughtily. Okay? Love is pure. I see this, I think, of my mother. My mother had one of the purest hearts you could ever imagine. No matter how poor she was, if someone was hungry, she made sure she gave me some food. Okay?
And, you know, sometimes there's this saying called, oh, I'm sorry I was crabby because I was hangry. They were angry because they were hungry. But truth and fact is we shouldn't react in those ways. And when we have been touchy or fretful or resentful, or when we have reacted in a way that wasn't becoming, then we need to repent and we need to ask God to help us get back on track. Because usually if someone's tired or someone's not prayed up or caught off guard, that can make a difference. But we have to learn to love ourselves enough to forgive ourselves when we make those mistakes, because a lot of times people beat themselves up for making a mistake. And so we have to learn not just to love others, but learn to love ourselves enough. Can you look in the mirror every day and say to yourself, I love me with the love of the Lord? I think that's a good exercise to do. Just to make sure that we are loving ourselves enough. Are we getting enough sleep? Because if we're not loving ourselves enough. Are we eating on time? Because the body has to eat at certain times of the day to make sure that you have energy and nutrition for your brain to make good decisions and not allow mind-controlled demons, devils, and evil spirits to attack us. And so that's not loving ourselves. Are we taking care of everybody else and not saying, no, I wish I could help you, but I cannot, because you have to make an appointment with yourself to take care of you, have your alone time with God, have your time for just to have quiet thoughts and to relax and de-stress, because that's important. And so it's so easy to be the person of least resistance that family go to ask for help all the time. And we need to help ourselves. We put the oxygen mask on ourselves so that we could have enough energy and strength to help other people. So if we don't pull back like Jesus did, he purposefully went by himself on a mountain without the disciples to spend time with who? The Heavenly Father. So let's remember to love ourselves enough and have boundaries, and not let people walk all over us like a doormat and try to take advantage of us. And most family members don't really try to take advantage of us, but sometimes it's just easier for them. But we can ask God to provide that there's another way to help them so that we won't get burnt out and can continue blessing them. Okay. So these are the things that we're trying to help to look at, not just loving others, but loving ourselves as well. Okay.
Okay. Love never fails, never fades out, becomes obsolete, or comes to an end. As for prophecy, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, it will be fulfilled and pass away. As for tongues, it will be destroyed and cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. It will lose its value, be superseded by truth. For our knowledge is fragmentary, incomplete and imperfect. And our prophecy, our teaching is fragmentary, incomplete and imperfect. When the complete and perfect total comes, the incomplete and perfect will vanish away, become antiquated, void, and superseded. So love is the most important thing that never goes out. No matter what we do here on this earth, love never fails. Love never comes to an end.
Right. And I just wanted to go back real quick to number 7. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes. So sometimes when you feel stressed out, ask God to help you walk in more love for that yourself and if someone that you have to forgive, so that you know that the love of God is sustaining you and it's ever ready to believe the best of every person. And even though I see some circumstances that are challenging of people that are offensive, I go back and I pray for them and I ask God, you know, to show me the good things about that person. And then these are, you know, when you get into a challenge with someone, remember if it's someone that you want to continue a relationship with, what are the good things that they have in their personalities? And we want to praise God for that. And then the things that they need to work on, just like we have to work on our own selves, that we ask God to help them with those things and help them to overcome. And so that way, its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances, enduring without weakening. So we love people regardless if we may not like their actions or their words or the behavior. And so we want to remember those things when we're challenged to be feeling overwhelmed. And something that the Lord showed me is that love is trust. You can't love someone totally that you don't trust. So if you distrust someone, you're not really learning to love them completely or not allowing God to help you with that relationship. And so one day the Lord was speaking to me in my thoughts, and he said that when I learned to love him completely, I would trust him in his word so much that I would not ever need to be afraid. Because being afraid is like putting that fear and that problem up on the throne instead of God. And it's the thing that we're looking at and focusing on. And we have to dethrone those things and bring into captivity those thoughts that are not of God. And look at, you know, our Heavenly Father, Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and keep looking at them and the Heavenly Father on that throne, Jesus on that throne, and not our problem. He has overcome and everything is under his feet, and it should be under our feet too. So if there's any challenge in our lives, let's dethrone it. Let's put it under our feet, knowing that we are overcomers because we are in Christ Jesus, co-heirs with him, and that his love covers a multitude of sins. And regardless what's happening in our life, that we are going to let God's love give us that trust and that confidence in his word to know that he helps us overcome it regardless. Amen.
Colossians 3:14. Above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. as we show our love, that's what's going to draw people toward Jesus Christ. It's not that we're going to argue the points better. It's not that we have a better intelligence about something. But people are drawn to love because that's what they need. And what is God? God is love. And if we demonstrate God's love, people will come towards us. And that's when we can lead them to Christ, in Jesus' name.
And when we have challenges within our family, within our loved ones, you know, coworkers, whatever it is, if we can just reconcile and show that love, even if there is a challenge, we overcome it when we do it together, when we are working in harmony and we can see each other's points of view and respect each other's point of view and pray for each other instead of be talking about each other, but go to each other and say, hey, I have a challenge. I'd like to work it out. And this is what we usually do in a very calm demeanor. And we have overcome conflicts with resolution in a very peaceful manner 99% of the time. If people are willing to walk in that harmony with us, but sometimes it gets challenged and then, you know, then we have to deal with it later. But if we can somehow always try to work it out where God's love will bring that harmony to end up with peace, maybe not that specific day, but keep working on it so that we can continue to build a relationship and rectify and reconcile and continue to have that harmony working together by extending that love. Sometimes we have to forget those painful memories and put them aside. And when they keep coming to your mind, you hit the delete button because you've already prayed about those things and the devil's going to try to bring it back to your memory. And when he does, you could say, devil, I'm not going to give in to that. I'm going to think on the things that are good, that are lovely, that are true, that are a good report. I'm going to choose to be a person that walks in love, regardless if someone is challenging us, or even if we had a challenging day and maybe I wasn't a lovely person that day, and then I have to ask forgiveness and start over. But I love that scripture that love covers a multitude of sins. Why? Because when I have a lot of sin, God's love covers me, and it's as if I never sinned. And we should give each other another chance and another chance and another chance and do over and have God's turnaround be working, that what the devil meant for bad, God turns around for good. And so I thank you, Lord God, that we all receive that prophecy, that not only has God turned around every situation we have prayed for in our prayers, but he's turning around situations in who we see ourselves to be, to love each other more and to love ourselves more. And he gives us the eyes that he sees us as and see each other as. And so I thank you, Lord God. This is a day of love. And you are better than Valentine's. And so we just praise you for that.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay, praise the Lord. So we are going to do communion in a minute. Huh?
He's got his hand up.
Well, let's do our communion first.
Okay.
And then we'll get to talk to people. Do you want to do an unaware sins of them?
Sure. So let's do the unaware sins, please. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
Heavenly Father, we take this body that Jesus so graciously gave to us. This is his body. This is not a bread. This is his body. And we receive it now And we thank you, Lord, for all the sacrifices that he gave to us and all the love that he poured out to us on that cross to cleanse us of our sins, to heal us of our infirmities, and most importantly, to let us be saved. We take this now in remembrance of you, Jesus.
Amen. We agree and receive in Jesus' name.
We love you.
Thank you, Lord. When you had given thanks and you broke it and said, take it. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this to call me affectionately to remembrance in the Amplified Version, the Classic Version. Similarly, when supper was ended, Jesus took the cup also, saying, this cup is the new covenant ratified and established in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it to call me affectionately to remembrance. Now, verse 26 is very special. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are representing and signifying and proclaiming the fact of the Lord's death until he comes. That we thank you, Lord God, that we believe that you died. We believe that you rose from the dead. We believe, Lord God, that when we became born again, that we repented of that sin of not acknowledging you as Lord and Savior and Redeemer, and that we died to self, that we could live in you, and that your blood is in our veins. Your blood was shed for us to redeem us for the remission of sins, for eternal salvation and relationship with the Heavenly Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. We thank you for this now, that we thank you for so much love that you poured out, Heavenly Father, that you gave your only Son for us. And that, Jesus, you loved us so much to die on the cross, and all you did to redeem us from hell, death, and grave, and eternal damnation. We love you so much for what you've done for us. We're so grateful. And we receive all the benefits and the gifts that you have for us now. And we're not going to let fear or offense or unforgiveness or any challenges block us from completely receiving all these promises that you gave us because you loved us so much and continue to love us. We receive it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, we could do your 20 affirmations now.
Okay. So now we do the 20 affirmations. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Will you do it with me, please? Ready?
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay. It looks like Annie's got her hand up first, so we'll go there.
Okay.
Let everybody on mute.
Okay, you should be able to unmute now.
Yeah, I can. Well, that was an excellent sermon. I really love the PowerPoint, by the way. And it was everything that Charlie and I need to hear. So we really enjoyed it.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Thank you for taking your time to sermon.
Amen. Can you expound in detail what some of the main points were that really ministered to you?
Oh, yeah, about overcoming anxiety and fear.
Amen. That's good. Hallelujah. Thanks for sharing. Anybody else want to share? If this teaching helped you in any way, or you've been blessed in any way by it? I'm going to ask everybody to unmute. Okay, praise the Lord.
I have something to say.
Okay.
What helped me was, it really hit home for me. What especially hit home was remember to love myself enough to have boundaries and to pray whenever the family member or someone asks you for help. And you want to say, I want to say no and not feel guilty to pray to God that someone else can help them. That really hit home for me.
You need that list.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. That was, really special. I'm glad that helped you with family members. And I think that is a big deal because our patience gets tried more when we're talking to family or loved ones. Mm-hmm. And that's where we have to regroup. And we practice a lot on our family or coworkers or people we're close to so that we can sharpen ourselves. And when we have a rough day, I have to make sure I'm not beating myself up because I blew it. I have to make sure that I forgive myself enough that I'm not going to dwell on that thought over and over. And that's one of the things that I really have to work on. If that thought keeps coming back and coming back, I'm stopping that video. I'm deleting that video now. I'm moving forward, not letting that be a ploy of the enemy to make me upset again. And I'm asking God, what's the resolution if it hasn't been resolved yet? And instead of replaying the situation, ask God to show you what is the answer that we should be praying forth, because we get what we say. Mm-hmm. And if we're saying the same thing over and over, what happened, you're just going to get a replay of that. And that person's not going to be changing. So if we start affirming what we want to see, not what we have been seeing, then that starts changing the situation for the better. So I hope that will help you too, Denise, on that one. Shannon? Yes. Thanks for sharing, Denise.
Shannon? Oh, yeah. I just wanted to say that I don't know if this will make sense or not, but I'll just throw it out there because I'm called to do so. I feel like the teaching was like on a different level related to love. I really feel that I felt the kind of love that it's not always easy to be, to learn. We learn a lot of things that you teach us that are so amazing and like right on point, but it's sometimes hard to connect to it for a long period of time and really grasp the feeling behind the steps that we need to take. I mean, I don't know if I'm making sense. Maybe it's just the fact that it was really strong what love truly means in your teaching today.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for that kind word, Shannon. You're exactly right. You know, something that's always helped me is what are they going through that's making them challenged? You know, we don't know what's in the back of their mind. Did they have a fight with their spouse? Okay. You know, I deal a lot with the public, you know, and they're really nice. Then there's a day where they're just really challenged and irritable and cranky and who knows. Maybe they're not feeling good. I worked with this one lady one time, and every time I spoke to her, she gave me a real dirty look. You know, I thought, well, what is wrong with this, you know? Mm-hmm. Later, find out, a couple months later, she's having major dental problems. So just to speak hurt her. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't that she didn't like me. It's that she had a challenge in her mouth. Now, I never responded bad to her. I just thought, I don't know what the problem is, but I treated her with love. And, you know, mm-hmm. as long as I worked for that company, she was a very big help to me. But the point is this thing here. When somebody else is having challenges, it may just mean that they have something else in the back of their mind, or physically it's happening to them, or some other issue that's causing them to be irritable. And when you show them a little bit of love, it goes a long way. Because you know what? Everybody's responding to them the way they're responding to people. So when you show them some love, that's a good thing. Yeah, that's the story of going through the grocery store line, wasn't it? The cashier was slow.
Oh, yeah. The cashier was really, really slow. And I was in a rush. And she was walking away and not putting the stuff in the basket. So I started putting stuff in the basket. I don't know where she disappeared from. And she would keep doing that, coming and going, coming and going. And I was getting very, very frustrated. I wanted to bite my tongue because I didn't want to say anything bad. And then the Lord said to me, ask her if she needs prayer.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to ask her if she needs prayer. She's slowing me up, and now I have to get going. And now, you know, I don't have time to pray for this lady. And he insisted, ask her if she needs prayer. So I said, okay, do you need prayer? Could I pray for you for anything? She said, I have this excruciating migraine. I can't get rid of it. I've done everything I can, and I'm in a lot of pain. And she said, like right here in the store, pray for me? And I said, why don't we go over here where it's a little bit more private? I prayed for her, and she got healed, and she started crying. She said, I have been trying to get rid of this headache for a long time, and I can't miss work. And I didn't know what to do because I wasn't able to do my work. And then I felt so bad that I was like all mad inside and everything, you know, and when this lady needed help. And so I was happy. I was, and I asked her if she was Christian. She said she was. If she wasn't, I was going to lead her to the Lord. Because a lot of times when people get healed, they'll receive God afterwards, because that's how I got saved. And so I had to be repenting afterwards for my terrible attitude. Good thing I didn't show it on the outside. I kept it on the inside. But if we ever show it on the outside, which I have, then you know, we have to ask that person to forgive us if I had. But there are some times where people are just doing weird things that we don't know why, and it's very offensive. Mm-hmm. And regardless what they're feeling like, it's very ungodly what they're doing to you, or you know, things that are way beyond just rude. They're just very highly an ugly attitude or an ugly action. That's when we have to dig so much deeper. And that's where the Holy Spirit helps us, where with grace and mercy, where we are weak, he makes us strong. And he helps us come forth with that fruit of the Spirit. Like I was able to have self-control to not show I was annoyed, but I needed to go the extra mile to show the kindness of and the love of God, which I did by asking if she needed prayer. And then God moved in my heart for compassion for her, you know?
Well, yeah. It seems like unconditional love is such a real thing when you capture it. Because like when we sin, you know, we don't beat ourselves up and we're still accepted and loved no matter what. Mm-hmm. And to really grasp that concept is sometimes not easy in our lives. But I think unconditional love is the most beautiful thing. To not put conditions on others and have that, because it's great when you have that back from somebody else.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely agree. And after Sharon wanted to share something, if anyone wants to do communion next week, let us know. Sharon, did you want to share something?
I just wanted to comment on Shannon's comment I know what she means about the love, and the, you don't realize how many things are included in love and what it does. And every time one of my grandkids or great grandkids would get married, I would be sure that I had a wooden placket that had that 1 Corinthians 13 on it. And then I would place it out on the bride's table at the wedding. And then they would take it home and put it in their front room or in their bedroom or wherever. And I just, you know, I just ministered to them and told them, you can't believe what this thing says right here. You have to read it, you know? And it's just been a real blessing.
That's a great idea. That's a wonderful gift, a gift of God. Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah, that's a great idea. Thanks for sharing, everybody. Anybody want to do communion next week? The body and the blood?
I do.
Okay, thanks, Sharon. You want to do the body? Who wants to do the blood with Sharon?
I'll do it.
Oh, Susan, hooray.
S&S Club, okay.
S&S. Oh, besides that, Susan and Sharon are doing after service prayer tonight. So if you need prayer, it will be private. And they're awesome prayer warriors, everybody on our after service prayer team. And you'll be blessed. So if anybody needs to stay, please do that. And do you want to close in prayer? Anything else you want to do?
Sure. I made them both co-hosts. I made one of them host. It was okay that one.
No, we'll do that after.
Okay. So Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you for all you do for us, all the love you give us. We ask that you help us be vessels to pass that love out to everybody we meet. And they see that your love is in us. And that they see that your love is in us. They say, I want that. And they come closer to you, Lord, because we are your vessels. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
In his name, amen.